good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 26, 2015, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. You know, our field leadership continues to think creatively on how to best support you in your selling and recruiting efforts. With all the expected storm hitting many of our markets and the related snow accumulation, we believe many will be home for their jobs tomorrow and will be available for exposure to our great services and opportunity. So several members of our Platinum Council have agreed to host special live opportunity and membership calls tomorrow. And here's a chance to get your prospects to hear from some of our best and most successful leaders. So tomorrow, Tuesday, there's going to be three different live opportunity calls starting at 12 p.m. Eastern, then 3 p.m. Eastern, and then 8 p.m. Eastern. The dial-in number is 712-432-7515. Again, that's 712-432-7515, and the PIN code is 1258#. There will be a membership-only call at 5 p.m. Eastern time, and the dial-in number is the same, 712-432-7515. But the different PIN number is 5349#, 5349#. Instead of viewing tomorrow as a potential day off from your job, think of it as a day to invest in your Legal Shield business. Use the Call Tech social media blitz script Brian Crothers has been teaching this month on our weekly leadership shows to get your prospects to commit to listen to a Perfect Storm CD or join one of these special live calls. They won't join the call or listen to the CD unless you ask them, so we ask you please take advantage of this and ask them to listen to the calls. You know, before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Brooklyn, New York, and to top executive directors Keith and Amelia Wan. Keith, Amelia, you guys on the call?
We are there. Can you hear us, Mr. Moore?
We are. I know you have someone that you want to give some special recognition tonight. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much. You know, we want to recognize Eddie and Darlene Guzman out of the Tampa Bay market in Florida. Most of you may remember Eddie Guzman at the last international conference at the Moore Success Team Retreat Breakout. We had our rising stars, and Eddie Guzman was our rising star, but he was the only person at the conference who was not supposed to be there. If you all remember, he couldn't really get on stage. He was there against doctor's orders. He was there against his wife's orders, and he was there against our orders. Most of the time, we tell our team to be there, but we told him to stay home because a couple weeks before the conference, he was in a car accident, and he broke his back. But as we know, this is Legal Shield, and as we know, no one can stop a man or woman who will not quit. And Eddie and Darlene Guzman are both not quitters, so we are excited to introduce the newest directors to Legal Shield, Eddie and Darlene. Eddie, are you there?
Yeah, thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate the kind words and the introduction. And it's overwhelming feeling and just a great feeling of accomplishment of being able to hit this position. And best of yet to know that there's so much more yet to come. So I want to say thank you to you guys and everybody else who has helped us achieve the position of director and just to keep going. Now moving forward, we reached the top permanent position. Doesn't mean now we get to slow down. Now it's just keep moving, keep accelerating, doing everything we did as a junior associate to get promoted up to the associate level and then to the senior associate level. Just keep doing that same thing we did before with that same speed, with that same energy in order to keep moving forward. So we thank you very much and look forward to the next level up to moving up and to keeping helping other families and to keep learning from you guys and from people like the Moores who consistently have these calls for us so we can gain the knowledge and have the tools that we need in order to move forward. So once again, thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. And Eddie, you know what? 10 seconds left. Can you tell us your aha moment?
Basically, yeah, to me, it's like I was just saying, is just keep doing what you did from when you became junior associate, when you were fired up to become an associate and to get your first five, to fast start qualify. But what you did is keep doing that. Stay at that phase one production. Make sure that you keep in contact with your ED and your upline, and just always set a goal. Have the next plan set up. Once you have hit that goal, don't stop there. Get with your upline. Make sure that you set up another plan to keep moving forward, and just doing that same production, doing that same with that same energy and passion in order to move up. But sometimes we get to a certain level and we plateau and say, okay, we made it, but we really haven't. There's so much more to achieve. And basically that's it. Just keep moving forward, never give up, and have that same passion you had day one when you first heard about Legal Shield, when you first became an associate, to move up to the associate level. Treat everything as a new, every time you move up as a junior associate, now you just have to do it again. Keep that movement going.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mr. Guzman, and again, congratulations. Mr. Moore, it's all yours.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate that, Mr. Juan and the Guzmans. Again, congratulations to you. You guys have done a great job, and I know you'll soon be an executive director on the team. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner, who continues to lead our More Success team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yeah, Randy, thank you. I hope that people can understand me. My voice is not the best, Randy. As you know, I've been very ill with this flu. But, you know, Randy, I'd like to also congratulate the Guzman. What a great job. Broken back, didn't stop him, overcome adversity, moving right ahead. So God bless him for all the good work and continue it. And, Randy, you know, the first Monday night of every month, we have at 8 p.m. Central, we have a group call, and we're going to be so fortunate next week because Miss Joan Buckner, our own Miss Joan Buckner, superb trainer, will be doing that. And then on the 9 o'clock call, Miss Donnie Smith, and everybody's heard Donnie before, we know she's an excellent trainer. So the ladies will be in charge. I shouldn't say will be. They're always in charge, aren't they? The ladies will be in charge next Monday night. And let's don't forget, this is our last week on this contest. Whoever recruits the most personal recruits this month, that can be placements, can count, will get $1,000 from the More Success team. And then everybody in the Performance Club, they will have their name dropped into a hat, and someone's name will be pulled out there for $500. So you still have a good chance at it. You got all week. No reason to keep you from it. So if $1,000 worth anything to you, or $500, go out there. But the main thing is not the $1,000, not the $500, but the fact is you're building your business, you're building your future. You are the CEO of your own company, and you're just becoming a larger company. Saying all that, Randy, it's with great honor and great privilege that I introduce this next lady. She's been a favorite of mine, not only as an associate, but as a personal friend for many, many, many years now. She's consistently been a top personal recruiter in Legal Shield for over 20 years. Just saying, over 20 years. 200,000 plus every year earner, consistently in the Performance Club for over 150 months. A Platinum Jacket earner, a Millionaire Club member. She's going to be trained tonight on staying in motion. And believe you me, this lady's got the motion. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Linda Bowden.
Well, thank you, Ken. And gosh, has it been that many years? You know, what I tell people is I'm proof that in 1987 they were recruiting children out of the junior highs around America.
You were 11 years old, I remember.
That's very true. So, yeah, tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about keeping in motion. You know, you never know what I'm going to say. I kind of was thinking about this and got kind of possessed by it. So there's going to be something in this for everybody. You know, I'm going to state the obvious at first, and then we're going to move on from there, and I'll have some things that maybe some ideas that will help you get your business in motion and maybe run it like a serious enterprise. I think just to state the obvious, never in the history of our company has the opportunity been so big. You guys, for those of us that have been around for a while, we're so close to it all the time that sometimes I don't think we're looking at how big this is going to be. We hear it all the time, but, you know, are we really hearing that? You know, as a company, I think we're on the launch pad to really become part of history. You know, the legal services opportunity alone is a $246 billion market. Identity theft is out of control. We haven't even begun to see where it will lead. They're coming up with new forms of identity theft, it seems like, every month. You know, we're a $500 million company right now, and our new leadership wants to multiply that reality many times over. So I guess the question for all of us that are on the call tonight is, how big of a piece of the pie do you want? How big of a piece of pie do I want, and what do I need to do about it? That's the big question right here. You know, there's been so many fantastic changes. I can't even remember them all. Honestly, there's been so many changes that have happened in the past 3 years. If you've been halfway paying attention, every month it has been a lot like Christmas. You know, we were promised it was going to be like Christmas, and the promotions keep on rolling. I mean, group marketing had a huge incentive today, and any leader that really has been paying attention knows it's time to really get going, okay? As one of my favorite mentors, Mr. Tony Robbins, would say, when would now be the time to make a change? And I would say to all of you and myself as well, when would now be the time to put your focus where it needs to be? When would now be the time to really embrace all that has been put in front of you? When would now be the time to make a change? You know, it's time to get in motion and really create that momentum in your business. Any of you that have ever experienced momentum in your business, it is a blast. It is a joy. It is a ride. And momentum really is about increasing that forward motion. It's like a boulder rolling downhill gains momentum. So does a great idea. Gains momentum, a team on a winning streak gains momentum. So don't be swept away by the tide because you're standing still. So many of us are standing still, and I know we can't possibly be studying what the company's doing anymore, but we're kind of standing still, and the tide is going to sweep us away if we just stand there. We need to really get in motion right now, and here's what I mean, okay? Here's an example that I have seen. I know Ken's seen, many of us have seen countless times over the years. Okay, some of you might have some team members who stop and start their businesses all month long. Okay, 1 week they're doing group and it doesn't appear to be working, so they, next week, week two, they buy a bunch of tools, put two of them out, don't follow up, and then on week three they rest, okay. The fourth week, they scramble to get in Players Club by buying bad leads online, and so the cycle begins. And it goes on and on and on. Now, what if you were doing that? I mean, some of you might be doing that. Hey, that's okay, as long as you're aware of it. The biggest thing is to become aware. Are you doing that? Do you have a team of people that's doing that? You know, you're going to be in trouble if you have a team of people that's doing that. You know, when would now be the time to stop that behavior and focus? Really, now is the time to run your business like a successful enterprise. This is, to me, this is way, way, way more than a network marketing business. This is way more than that. To me, it's a successful enterprise. You are the CEO of your own business. You're building your own company within a company, okay, the Legal Shield company. And even if you're brand new, you have to have that CEO mindset. You know, as far as some momentum builders right now, Eddie and Darlene Guzman, for example, they've got that momentum going. I'll guarantee you they're getting that. They've got that little CEO hat on, and if they haven't, I'm sure Keith and Amelia Wand will show them how. I mean, those are some great examples right there, okay? So really get excited about what you're going to do, all right? Write down what you're going to do. Have you written it down? What are you going to do? What do you want this business to look like? Have you named your company? Have you named your group? Okay? Have you visualized how many people are going to join your company? What do you say to yourself to make this a reality? What do you say to yourself? You know, are you being positive? I mean, something I say multiple times a day. Thank you, God, for all the top-producing sales professionals who join and recruit in and write business in my Legal Shield business now. I cannot tell you how many times a day I say that. because, and I know it's going to happen. You know, it's that belief. What do you love about your Legal Shield business? I didn't say what do you like about it. I said, what do you love about it? Make a list about what you love. Do you love to recruit new people? Do you love to sell memberships? Do you love the group business, talking to decision makers and doing group presentations? Is the phone your friend or your enemy? Okay? Become a student of what you love to do. Model people who are better than you. Are they on the calls? Do they lead meetings? Who are they? Okay? Write their names down. Read or listen to books of what other people are doing in our industry. You know, I know when I got started, I had no idea what I was doing. And recruiting just scared the daylights out of me. I thought it was going to be really hard or scientific. And I went to the library or to the bookstore looking for books that was going to teach me how to recruit. There weren't a whole lot of books back then, trust me, that were going to teach you about that. You know, have you listened to your Next Step training? Have you listened to it multiple times, especially if you're new? You don't just listen to it once, because we don't all get it the first time around. If you're like me, you better listen to it a whole bunch. What about the platinum audio CDs? They are fantastic. I love listening to those. You know, they're the best of the best from within our company. You know, who could you listen to outside of our company? You know, I listen to all kinds of people. I'm a voracious reader. I read all the time. I'll pick up any kind of magazine and just read it. You know, I've always loved Tom Hopkins. You know, I still see, you know, I'm connected to Tom Hopkins online. I love him for sales. Tony Robbins, I love for the big picture thinking, and he is still rolling. To me, he's one of the jewels of the planet Earth on just some of the things that he's managed to do and to create and how many people he's helped all over the planet. I love listening to him. I love listening to people like Joel Osteen and other spiritual leaders to become well-rounded. And these are just to name a few. Has anyone looked at what Eric Worre is doing these days, for example? You know, he is doing some unbelievable things to better the network marketing industry. What he is doing is absolutely groundbreaking and positive for all network marketers. I challenge you to just to check out what he is doing, because it's probably the best of the best that I've ever seen as far as someone who's not part of a company but who's leading the charge to make this a professional industry. It really helps to think outside of the box and to pull from other resources outside of your circle of influence. You know, I can listen to leadership and leaders in our company all day long and learn tons and tons and tons, but I also like to find out what other people are doing, you know, so I can bring some other tools or things into my business, you know, that could maybe make my business better. Strive to be the best person that you can be every day, okay? You know, Harlan Stonecipher spoke about the golden rule often, and that should be part, a cornerstone of your business is the golden rule. You know, Kenneth Moore has spoken about the golden rule often. You know, ask yourself the question several times a day, how can I make my Legal Shield business better? What can I do to make this business better, okay? Is there things that I can do? Are there things that I can say? Are there things I can incorporate into my business? Am I missing something? I mean, you've got to be asking questions about your business. You know, especially if you've been in business with us, whether you've been in business with us for a short time, then you've got all the questions in the world. But if you've been running a business for a long time, now when would now be the time to start asking some questions about it? You know, to keep, you know, moving, to get the new momentum. Many of us need to get new momentum. You know, we've had that momentum in the past. We've seen how exciting it is to explode a team, and we need and want and desire to really create that again. You know, something that I have on my desk, you know, is from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Develop your stories. If you don't have any stories, borrow someone else's. Use your service and notice how well it works, okay? Notice how well it works, all right? Go to different classes with different trainers. There's all kinds of classes that are around the country, and if you're able to go to different markets and experience different trainers and leaders, you're going to get different points of view, and different points of view are good. Here again, you're rounding out your your business. Know where you're going. Know what you're going to do every day. Every day I get up, you know, I know what I'm going to do. I mean, I never, you know, if you know how this business works, you are never, ever done. I mean, I've got piles surrounding my desk of things that I need to do or have done, you know, and I'm sure I'm going to find some kind of a dead animal under one of these piles one day because I've got just so much going on, you know. But so develop your stories, you know. Use your service. Notice how well it works. Go to different classes. Know what you're going to do every day. Something that I learned that's kind of a good, if it's hard for you to know what you're going to do every day, something that I learned from a very famous, very successful man is write down the 10 most important things you're going to do at night for the following day. So when you get up in the morning, you know what they are. You know, if you've got some that you don't really like so much, you might want to tackle those first. I also keep a physical calendar. I have those little calendar books. I don't even know what size they are. They're about the size of a piece of paper. They've got, you open them up, they've got the month with the large squares on it. I've been keeping calendars for the past 18 years. I love to look back. I always keep them at the end of the year. I keep them, okay, so I can look back and see where I've been, what I did. I have people's business cards paper clipped in there. I have notes in there that are all, I've got paper clips that are really messy. I've got all kinds of things in there, but it reminds me of where I've been, how much I've improved, and where I'm going. So those calendars are physical reminders, you know, and they're kind of old school. But you know what, you guys? Old school is really cool. Some of it is really cool, and some of it will really never go out of style. I mean, we can computerize everything, you know, we can social media everything, but it's so cool to have that little calendar that you can look back on and see where you've been. You know, be professional at all times. What you do and what you say out in the field affects all of us. Oh, my goodness, you have no idea who's listening to you or seeing you when you don't know. And it's like the ripple effect. It's like throwing a pebble in a pond. If you do something really, really great, then it's going to be a really, really great ripple. If you do something that's really, really not so good, it's going to be the same kind of ripple, okay? Always put Legal Shield in a good light. Always protect the brand. Always protect the name. The Legal Shield name is it's critical that we protect the name and the brand. Create a plan. What's your ultimate outcome? Where do you want to be a year from now? I mean, do you want to be in the same place you are? You know, are you changing, you know, are you being like that person I described in the very beginning and you're changing your business every other week and then the last week of the month you're scrambling to make month end and you're ripping out your hair because it's just not working, and you know you need to come up with a better plan. Okay, what is your ultimate outcome? Where do you want to be a year from now? Stay the course. Practice the slight edge daily. You know that really does work. You know it's not like you've got to do all these major things right this second. Why don't you start with the small things, just small little things. The slight edge practice daily. Stay focused. Daily focus habit will grow your business, okay? You've got to stay focused on what you love to do and do it 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 until you win. It's that master the mundane thing. It's being on the phone, talking to people every day. It's doing things until you are going crazy because you've done it so much, and then you need to do it some more. That's where the winning comes in, okay? Be in gratitude. What are you grateful for? I mean, do you have a grateful spirit? You know, who are you grateful for? You know, send out thank you notes. You know, one of my mentors in sales, Tommy Hopkins, and those of you that have been on some of our trainings, you know I love the guy. Listen to him for 3 solid years every single day. Talk about mastering the mundane. I went nuts one day. I said, I cannot listen to his voice anymore. I mean, this is about year 3. I'd listen to him every single day for 3 years, but I sure learned what I needed to learn. But he used to send out 10 thank you notes a day to build his real estate empire. 10 a day. He'd have a conversation with somebody, and he'd send out a thank you card. Who can you thank today? Can you include your business card and become the go-to Legal Shield professional in your area? That should be one of your goals, by the way, that you need to write down. I will be the Legal Shield professional, the go-to person in my area. You know, who has really helped you today? Can you send them a card? You know, something that I started doing, and it's just been so much fun, and it really works. You know, can you send them a card with a $10 Starbucks card inside with the line, "Have a couple of cups on me today"? I tell you what, I have some HR directors. I have some payroll ladies that work really, really hard for me. And every once in a while, it's not always, but every once in a while, I'll write them a note and tell them how much I appreciate them. I'm thankful for all the help that they do for me, and I'll stick a little $10 Starbucks card in there, and I'll tell you what, it goes a long, long way. You are thanking someone that day. You are making them feel better. Maybe you were the only positive thing that they even experienced that day, okay? So have fun. You know, can people tell that you really love your business? You know, I tell people that I've been in this business for over 27 years, and I still love this business every day. You know, I mean, and that's an opportunity. You know, it's a course for some of you that are new. Yeah, that is an advantage for me right now that I'm going to use to the hilt, because you know what? Not people don't stick with anything very long. Even if you've been in our business 5 years, that's a big deal for a lot of people. 5 years, 10 years. Use it. Tell them how much you love your business. You know, I know that there's people on the line that do that. I am sure that Harold Pinson, for example, does that. And you know all the Moores do that. You know, they let people know how much they love their business. You know the Petermans do. You know, you let people know how much you love this business. It's a great recruiting tool to love what you do, okay? And then lastly, make all the hard stuff a game. I don't know where I learned this, where I picked this up from, but I did years ago, and I didn't even realize that I was doing it until someone pointed out to me today, one day, whenever I have a project that I really don't want to do, I make it a game in my head, and it's fun to do. You see what you do in your head? You know, you take something that's hard, you're like, oh, man, I really don't want to do this, but I'm going to make it a game. If I make it a game in my head, then it becomes fun to do. And I do it, and it's fun, okay? And then lastly, be consistently consistent, and the momentum will take you places that you've never been in this business. And that's all I've got to say for tonight, Ken.
Well, great job, Linda. But you, again, forgive my voice. It's always a pleasure to hear you train. You're so articulate. You're so sincere. You know what you're talking about. And so we appreciate you, and we thank you very, very much. Randy?
Linda, I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. Of course, you are such a blessing to our team and such an asset. You bring so much to the table, and your professionalism always shines through. So, again, thank you so much. We always appreciate all the different time that you put into all the different webinars that we do, you and Alex, and just blessed to have you on. I wanted to thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight.
And thank you so much for allowing me to be the guest speaker.
All right. Look forward to hearing you again in the future. With that, Mr. Moore, I guess it's time for you to go ahead and close the call.
It is, Randy. But remember, next Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, 8 o'clock, with Mrs. Joan Buckner. She'll do a tremendously good job for you. Be sure and be on. You'll pick up some good nuggets there. And then Miss Donnie Smith at the 9 Central. Let's keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.